Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing our study of Maseches Brachos. Today we'll be completing the third chapter and beginning the fourth chapter. The last Mishnah in the third chapter is Mishnah Vav, which says, Zav shera'a keri, v'nida shapalta shechva zera, v'hameshameshes shera'sa nida, tzrichin tevila. So a Zav is a person who saw an emission from the male organ, which was not semen, a zav who saw keri. So he's already a zav, he's impure because of this emission, and he saw keri, he had a seminal emission. So he's already tame, he's already impure from being a zav, and now on top of that, he's a bal keri. The nida shapalta shechva zera, and a nida, a menstruant woman, a woman after she has her period, before she completes her clean days and goes to the mikveh, shapalta shechva zera, who has expulsion of semen from a previous intercourse, v'hameshameshes shera'sa nida, and a woman who had intercourse who then saw that she had become a nida, tzrichin tevila. All of these require immersion, v'Rabbi Yehuda poter, and Rabbi Yehuda exempts them from immersion. So let's see what's going on here. First, in the Bart Nuro, Zav Shara Keri, Afal Pi Shetime Tumas Shiva Mishum Ziva, even though he's already impure for 7 days because of the Zav emission that he had, the Ain't Vila Zu Metaraso, and immersing for being a Bal Keri won't purify him from being a Zav, Afilu Hachi Tzarech Tvila L'Divrei Torah Ketekanas Ezra Mishum Keri. Nevertheless, he requires to go to the mikveh in order to immerse for learning or for davening, according to the enactment that Ezra made for a keri, for a bal keri. V'chein nida, similarly a nida, im bal hispalo v'poleta shechva zera, if she wants to daven, but she has expelled semen, hari hi kebal keri, then she is like a bal keri. V'shechva zera mitama ha'isha b'plitasa kol shlosha yamim la'achar tashmish. And expelling semen will make a woman impure for 3 days following the conjugal act. After 3 days, it's become spoiled within her. It's no longer potent, and it doesn't have that effect on her anymore. V'hachi perusha. It's going to explain how it is that we're talking about a nida who is expelling semen from a conjugal interlude. Nida shapalta ata, the nida who is expelling now, tashmish shimsha etmol, kodem sharasa. She had the intercourse yesterday before she became a nida. So first she has the intercourse, then she becomes a nida, and then she expels the semen. So we're not saying that the nida had relations while she was on her period. We're saying that she's expelling from an intercourse that she had before she became a nida. The Hamisha Meshes Mitasa, and the woman who had intercourse, Shirasa Nida, who saw that she became a Nida, Acher Shishimsha, after she had the relations, Tzrichin Tevila. She also needs Tevila. Let's just take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontev on Hamisha Meshes, the woman who had intercourse. It says here, Tame Af Below Plita. She's impure. She requires immersion for this, even without expelling semen. But Rabbi Yehuda poter, Rabbi Yehuda says that these people do not have to go to the mikveh. Afime shemeshes shirasa nida. Even in the case of the woman who had relations and then saw that she had become a nida, poter Rabbi Yehuda, he exempts all of them. Why is that case different? For afagav demikara bas tefila havas. She had to go to the mikveh even before she saw she was a nida. Just from the intercourse, she had to go to the mikveh. The others didn't have to go to the mikveh yet. The Zav wouldn't have to go until he completes his term of Ziva. The Nida wouldn't have to go until after she completed her time of Nidus. Here, the Mishameshes needed to go to the mikveh after the act, but even so, he exempts her from having to go. You could say that the obligation to go to the mikveh has not been removed from her. And we already said above that this obligation to go to the mikveh in these cases of bal keri before you can daven has been abolished. Because it was an enactment that most people couldn't live with. It was too hard for most people. The idea was intended for the sages, and it was just too big a hardship on the people in general, so they abolished it. Now we start Perek Dalet, chapter 4. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shachris, the morning prayer, can be said until Chatzos, which is midday. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Arba Shaos. Rabbi Huda says it can be said until the end of 4 hours. Tfilas HaMincha, the afternoon prayer, Ad HaArev, can be said until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, until Plag HaMincha. We'll see what that is momentarily. Tfilas HaErev, Mariv, the nighttime prayer. Ein Lo Keva, it doesn't have a set time. V'shel Musafim, and Musaf on Shabbos and holidays, Rosh Chodesh. Kol HaYom, that can be said all day long. Now there's a parenthetical note here, which is not part of our edition. It says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheva Shaos. Rabbi Yehuda says, until 7 hours. Let's take a look. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shachars can be said until midday. Shekein Tamid Shel Shachar Karav Ad Chatzos L'Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan said that the sacrifice to which Shachars corresponds was offered until Chatzos. L'Rabbi Yehuda Eno Karav Ela Ad Arba Shaos Bayom. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that that sacrifice was only offered until the end of the fourth hour of the day. V'yad arba shos, and until 4 hours, haynu ad sof shah revis, that's the end of the fourth hour, shehu shlish hayom, which is one-third of the day, bizman shah hayom yud beis shos, in a time when the day is 12 hours long, when the day and night are equal. V'chein zimna la'olam ad sof shlish hayom, l'fi orech hayomim v'katnam. So it's really until one-third of the day, regardless of how long or short the hours of the day might be. Kedikas vinan la'el gabi kriyashma, as we said above regarding kriyashma, the halacha k Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha in this case follows Rabbi Yehuda. Tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-arev, mincha goes until the evening, ad shetechshach, until it gets dark. Ad plag ha-mincha, until plag ha-mincha. Zman mincha katana hu, meteisha sha'os u-mechsa ad halayla. Mincha katana is the time period from 9.5 hours until nightfall. Shehem shtei sha'os u-mechsa, which is 2.5 hours. Nimsa plag ha-mincha shehu chatzi shir zeh sha u-revia. Plaga mincha is half of this time, which is 1.25 hours. Upasak ha-halacha b'zeh, and the halacha has been decided in this matter, da'avad kamar avad, v'da'avad kamar avad, that you could go either way. V'harotze lasos k'divir chachamim, v'hispalel tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-arev, yaseh. Someone who wants to follow the chachamim and say mincha until nightfall is able to do so. Ubilvad shelo yispalo arvis bizman zeh, but only on the condition that he doesn't say mariv in this time frame. Shekivan shemachshavo so yom, since he considers it daytime le'inyan shemispalo bo mincha in order to daven mincha in it, eno yachol lechashiva laila ulospalo bo marvis. So he cannot say that it's daytime and daven mincha in it, and also say it's nighttime and daven mariv in it. So you have to pick one and stick with it. If you're davening mincha now, you can't daven mariv now. Vimba lasos kadiver Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda, shalol hispalo mincha ela ad plag hamincha, and only daven mincha until plag hamincha, which is that time we just calculated, shu sha urvia kodem halayla, which is 1.25 hours before nightfall. Oseh, go ahead. Umisham be'elech yachol hispalo arvis, and then after that time, in those twilight hours, you can say mariv, because you've already said it's not day. So decide, is the twilight day, or is it night? Mariv. Ein lo keva. It doesn't have a set time. Zmanako halayla. Its time is all night long. B'hadetani ein lo keva. But it doesn't say its time is all night long. It says it doesn't have a set time. Why does it say that? V'lo katani zimnako halayla. Doesn't say it's all night long. L'ashmu'inan detfilas arvis rishus. This teaches us that mariv is optional. V'fishahi k'neged hakravas evarim ufdarim shekravim ko halayla. Because mariv corresponds to burning of the various parts of the sacrifices, which went on all night long. V'hanach rishus ninhu, and that's optional. Shekivan shenizrak hadam, nirtza hakarban, af al pi shenitmu evarim ufedarim o sha'avdu. Once the blood has been sprinkled from the sacrifice is done, it's complete, it's accepted. If those parts became tameh, or if they got lost and never got burnt, the sacrifice is still good. So we see that those were not an inherently necessary part of the sacrifice. That's why mariv is optional. Umihu, however, ha'idna kabluha alehem kechova. Nowadays, we accept an obligation to daven mariv. So at the time of the Mishnah, it was optional. Nowadays, we have established it as obligatory. V'shel musafim kol hayom, musaf can be davened all day long. Im achra achra shiva, yatsa. If he davens it after 7 hours, he's yotze. Aval nikra posheya v'chein halacha. But he's called a sinner, and this is the halacha. Let's take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv on this Mishnah. We said that mincha could be said until nightfall, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, until plag ha-mincha. Tosfos Yontiv says, ad ha-arev, shekein tamid shel ben harbayim karev v'holich ad ha-arev. The opinion of the Chachamim is that the afternoon sacrifice could be offered until nightfall. Rabbi Yehuda savar, shekarev v'holich ad plag ha-mincha. Rabbi Yehuda felt that it could only be offered until plag ha-mincha. So they are of the same opinion for the afternoon sacrifice as they were for the morning sacrifice, and that's what drives their opinion about when the tefillos can be said. Musaf can be said kol hayom, the tchilasa miyad achar tamid shel shachar. It could be offered immediately after the morning sacrifice. Masha ein kein mincha, which is not the case of the mincha. That had a set time in the afternoon. Tchilasa la'achar sheshu mechsa. That had to be offered after 6.5 hours. Kedisa resh perek hei de psachim, as we see at the beginning of the fifth perek of psachim. Umikol makom kivan de mincha tadir. However, since mincha is more common, hegdima misnisen. Our Mishnah mentions it first. So even though you could say musaf earlier, we talk about mincha first because it's more common. Rabbi Yehuda says that Musaf can be said until 7 hours, Sheva Sha'os. Lo gar sinan la, we don't have this in our Mishnah. Ve'idu shehi rak b'risa, and it's only a b'risa, it's a teaching contemporary with the Mishnah that was not included in the Mishnah. Ve'rebi lo shina b'misnisan, ve'lo svira le kevaise, and Rebbe did not include this when he redacted the Mishnah because he didn't agree with it. Aval b'shal shachar svira le kevaise, but he did agree with the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda regarding the morning prayers. That is the end of the first Mishnah in the fourth parak. We will continue tomorrow with the second and third Mishnayos.